I'm hip.
You are?
No one says that anymore.
You're hip.
This is the Maggie Dodd Show. John and Gordy, we do mornings at WMDX in Madison, and we talk politics, and we're going to talk politics right now with Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Welcome to the studio. We normally see you just barely awake.
Early in the mornings, about once a month.
Wow.
You're
wide awake now.
I'm just kidding, of course, because you have so much energy when you walk into the studio. It's incredible.
Yeah,
it
really just lights up the room.
It does. You light up the room.
You gotta make a black for Gordy and boy blush over here, fellas.
Gordy always says that about people.
Well, I gotta tell you, this is nice as far as not being up at 7:30 in the morning.
That's true. Yeah.
It's always good to see you, fellas.
Yeah, it's good seeing you. You have a few issues that you're trying to get out there, you know, give people a little information on. And one of them, I think, is the Native American historical holiday, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
They want to do, somebody wants to do away with it. Fill us in.
Yeah, what's happening with this?
Well, I want to backtrack for 1 second.
Okay.
Because I think before we dive in,
yes,
I want to spend some time just briefly talking about this whole ending birthright citizenship business.
Sure.
And it does tie into our Native Americans that are here in the United States. And the fact is that, you know, for years, I mean, I have never imagined an America that would completely turn themselves away from folks that are born in this country not being Americans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, back in the day, the Native Americans weren't considered as people that were born here in this country.
Exactly.
And now we're watching the Trump administration, 10 days into the job, using an old Native American case to justify the birthright citizenship issue. And everyone should be paying attention. Everyone should be raising their arms up, because I don't care how you feel about immigration per se. We all can sit here and have different ideas about it. But I got to tell you, I think about my family. I think about, you know, my Native American heritage. I think about the folks that came to this country and did all the right things and wanted to become Americans and their kids to become Americans. And now we're trying to rewrite history. And, like, I think about Black History Month as well. And, like, the latest reporting that's coming from the Pentagon talking about how they're pausing, looking into matters that involve, like, Martin Luther King or even, like, Black History Month. And, like, why are we trying to whitewash our history when it's so robust? The good, the bad, the ugly, like, it tells a story. And to act like it does not exist and to try and indoctrinate people into believing that it does not exist, that, I mean, we saw a lot of that troubling stuff in the 40s and in the 30s of people trying to burn books and try and make us forget about our heritage and our history. And so it's a bigger discussion as far as when these things get attacked and it's not necessarily something that you identify with. Like, I don't know. I mean, you guys, I like to consider you guys black, but you're not black. And, like, but if you see things that are happening like that, you should be raising your arms up even if it doesn't directly impact you.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, it's going to create a situation. I remember just reading, like, about this one guy back in the day during Nazi Germany talking about, well, I wasn't Jewish. I wasn't, you know, I didn't have all these things, and they were taking all these people away, and then I was the last one here, and guess what? There was nobody to speak up for me. Mm. And so we all have to be in it together and call out injustice when it's happening.
That's right.
Well said. You can't just look away.
No.
You can't just put your head in the sand.
No.
Yeah. Got to fight fire with fire.
But I get why people are tired. I mean,
yes,
after a year of nonstop ads, of just being bombarded with all types of rhetoric, like, and then I know people that went out to vote did not like the way that the elections went for them. But, like, right now is the time not to be silent. It's not the time to just sit there and have idle hands. It's for all of us to try and lift up and do it in the name of democracy.
Well, it's kind of unusual, the birthright citizen, amendment. The 14th Amendment did not include Native Americans at all. And it took Calvin Coolidge to put it in place, Indian Citizenship Act. So, it, you know, after World War One.
Wow, President Coolidge, yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah, amazing stuff, isn't it?
It is. And Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Again, we're taking calls. If you want to chime in, would we lose that call? Okay. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC.
Let's talk ICE now, because we have a couple of stories on that. I played one on my show just recently, and it happened in Oklahoma. And the superintendent, the state superintendent there, Ryan Walters, who managed to require Bible teaching in schools throughout the state, is okay with deportation, ICE agents coming into the schools. We have a little bit of the interview on CNN for that. Let's listen.
Look, we will not allow schools to be sanctuary schools anymore. We will turn over information to the Trump administration so that they can make decisions on where illegal immigrants are, how big the problem is, to protect American citizens.
I want to talk about Oklahoma, and I do want to play. I want to talk about Oklahoma, and I want to talk about what you have made clear, which is that raids are within the realm of possibility. Here's what you said.
So you're not completely ruling out a raid on an Oklahoma school?
No, if President Trump sees fit as there's illegal immigrant population there that needs to have enforcement to remove them from the schools, absolutely. We will work with him to make sure that he's able to carry that out.
Do you think that would be traumatic for students in schools? And I'm talking about all students.
Well, what my big concern is what illegal immigration has done to our education system. It has caused mass chaos. We aren't able to get the resources and the teachers
please,
and the kids as necessary.
Do you think it would be traumatic for students to witness a raid in their school and students forcibly removed from their school? Do you think that would be traumatic?
I think what would be traumatic is if you didn't give President Trump the information necessary to keep families together. So what you would prefer is to just deport the parents and have the kids have no idea what happened to their parents. What we're going to do is provide
the information. I'm asking you, that's not at all what I'm asking. Superintendent, I'm asking you, if you had a raid on a school and you were forcibly removing students from schools, if you think that would be traumatic for other students in the school.
I support President Trump's decisions on how to enforce immigration.
That's enough of that.
back and forth, and he won't answer it. He's obviously going to support Trump and taking those students out of the class, traumatizing every one of those students that watches this, and probably friends watching their friends being taken away. And plus, you know, it's not just taking the students away, but it's these ICE agents fully loaded. I mean, you know, they're
coming in military gear.
These are, military gear in classrooms. It's just outrageous.
I mean, we could spend a lot of time talking about this one, guys.
He's calming down. He's trying to stay calm.
I'm trying to maintain my composure when I talk about this issue, because it's easy to think about it in a vacuum and just, you know, read reports, watch TV, hear about, you know, what's happening as far as raids are concerned. But the problem is that it's happening right now here in Wisconsin.
Right.
I mean, we've had reports of a child who of Puerto Rican descent and perhaps his mother being detained when they were out shopping just because they were speaking Spanish.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And are we trying to create some kind of just dark, like, I know this is supposed to be the golden age of America, but are we supposed to just accept that, like, this whole, like, flash as far as, oh, we're going to go in riot gear and go take these people out of wherever they're at, a shopping center, a grocery store, a child daycare place, all in the name of a campaign promise that our current president, you know, was trying to deliver about mass deportations. Like, right. what is the cost for humanity when we're doing this? Like, I don't think there's a ton of pushback when you talk about getting rid of people that are illegally here that are breaking the law or have broken the law and are causing issues with our society. I think a lot of people would agree with that kind of sentiment. But then the fact is that they're trying to hit numbers to try and show the fact that they are sending people out of this country. And it doesn't matter what the rhyme or reason as to how they're going about doing it. And then there's innocent people that are supposed to be here because they have the right to be here. And you're snatching them off the street and the trauma that that's going to cause.
Yeah.
Like, I just think there's just a lack of humanity when thinking about just these are real people. These aren't like you can't just hodgepodge all immigrants and call them criminals and then treat them like criminals. Like that's not fair. And that's not what this country is made of. But again, if people aren't willing to say it and call it out and be able to push back similar to those federal freezes that were taking place the other day and how everybody jumped up, like we're going to be in trouble.
Well, and to up to Anthony to take them to Guantanamo Bay.
30,000 migrants trying to stick them in Gitmo. Like, what?
Could be just anyone. Anyone at all. Mm-hmm. Remember the press secretary, they had a press conference, first one, and the press secretary was asked, well, you said you were going to just get the illegal, the people who broken laws. Mm-hmm. And she said, if they came to this country illegally, they broke a law. So that's really lowering the bar, isn't it? All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Susan on the line. Welcome.
Susan, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hi. It's good to hear your voice, Nick. I'm just calling to find out if the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is having any coordinated events. I have been calling Ron Johnson. I've been trying to call a lot of folks about everything that's going on, but it's kind of a fire hose.
Yeah.
And anyway, so that's one question. The second one is I have a group of people that I get together with once a month. We're trying to have some action items. Do you have anything for me that I can take with me?
Absolutely, Susan. I appreciate you on a Thursday taking the time to call the show. I mean, you're a rock star. And to the first thing, you know, we're trying to do what we can to support those individuals that are part of the DACA program or what once was the DACA program here in this country and helping them with their renewals. And, you know, thanks to several organizations and just individual benefactors, we've been able to help folks get their DACA renewed so that they are still in good standing with the U.S. government. And so we're standing up those clinics. We did some in Milwaukee. We're going to Racine. We're going to be hopping around. And we can always use help with those endeavors when it comes to specifically the immigration issue. I think there's going to be more action, especially in Milwaukee and other places where folks are going to be able to be in person, in community with calls to action to support that. And I can make sure to get that information out there, but it's still a work in progress. And then just actions as far as, I mean, I think everybody knows we have a Supreme Court race in April. If you don't, guess what? We're about 2 months away. And we're going to be doing a lot of work as far as just educating the public, standing up town halls, and like trying to also write postcards to Wisconsinites. You know, we're ordering about 50,000 postcards, and we're going to do handwritten postcards to voters everywhere to educate them about this election because it's important. Even if it's not a president, a senator, a congressperson, like our state Supreme Court makes very big decisions that impact our lives every day, and the electorate ought to know what exactly their role is in our lives and be able to have some agency and have their voice heard about what judge they want that will actually be a person that will follow the Constitution and will also lead by like looking at the cases and doing the right thing for Wisconsinites.
Susan, thank you for your call. Again, we've got some lines open, 855-752-4842.
The latest trick, I think, was with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux. They both came out asking the two justices recuse themselves.
It's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
You just don't see it.
And one was liberal and one was conservative, right? That's even. Why not, right? Yeah. But, of course, they're thinking ahead because if Brad Schimmel was elected, it would throw the court into the conservative box again and it would advantage, of course, whatever they threw before the court for the conservative cause. So that it's a trick. You can see right through it, but it's a trick nevertheless.
There's no shame in political gamemanship in this state for whatever reason.
And, that's right.
A lot of forward-thinking people that are making all kinds of moves, and it's why it's important that we are all
engaged. That's why you're there.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're with Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Nick Ramos. We will continue. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.